Geneva, how you doing this morning? How's baby doing?
Baby's good. She's sitting in her little high chair watching Bluey, which is the best kid show in town.
It seriously is.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I actually,
Andy, it's your favorite show, right?
Sorry, did you ask me if that was my favorite show?
Yeah.
I actually haven't yet. I don't have kids, but I still would like to watch a couple episodes just to see what it's about. I went to Australia, so I feel like I should have watched it when I was down there. That would have been the move.
Blue is just like a feel-good show.
It is such a feel-good show, and like baby loves watching it too, so we're just all watching it together.
Yeah.
All right, Geneva, we'll get into it this morning. Megan, who are we helping out today? What's the situation?
Well, somebody is a little unsure about when to take the next step, and this seems like a communication thing, as we always talk about here, but very specifically, they said anyone who's been with someone for at least a few months, and this one's important here, at what point did you know you wanted a relationship? Did it take a lot of time to spend time with that person to get to know them, or did you, within the first few weeks, think that this person was for you? I, a nondescript person, have been seeing somebody for a month, and I can't figure out if I should let it progress naturally or just call it quits now. She has so many qualities that I'm looking for, which is why I can't pinpoint why I'm not feeling it right now. I'm just curious if maybe I need to give it more time. But you're already a few months in. So do you?
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
I think that it seems like this person hasn't really hit the honeymoon phase, and which is kind of a key point to relationships. And I know that there are other dating coaches online and around that say, you know, give it a couple months to get to know somebody, give it this many dates or at least some time to let it progress naturally. But I think if you're a few months in and you can't really figure out why it doesn't have the it factor, then it's probably just not it.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing as well, too. If you're asking yourself, oh, when does this happen, then maybe it's probably just not it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you guys. First of all, for this listener, I want to say congratulations for, you know, giving it the time that it deserves to really truly get to know the person and to see if anything grows. So one thing that I don't want people to confuse me saying today here is, oh my gosh, there has to be this huge excitement and spark in order to progress. Okay, that's absolutely not true. I actually am a huge fan of the slow burn where it turns into this beautiful, respectful, loving relationship. But we also have to always be getting more excited to see the person. And if it goes the other way, where you're just like, you know what I mean? Then it's better to call it. Now, gentlemen in particular, they could potentially stay in a relationship that's easily and just kind of progressing for a long time and then, you know, break it off 2-3 years down the road when, you know, it's more unkind to waste 2-3 years than 2 months, right? So I say end it, give her the opportunity to go meet someone that is really excited to get into a relationship with her. I think that's the kindest thing to do.
Yeah, I think this is definitely an easy recipe for falling into a situationship if they're not, you know, consciously. I mean, and you know, everything we talk about has to do with communication. But for maybe those people who aren't quite as apt in the dating world, or maybe somebody who is on a neurodivergent spectrum and doesn't really understand like when to do things or how to tell how the other person feels or how to bring up that communication, do you have like a guideline of an approximate timeline on when to visit those things, like when to transition into a relationship, when to kind of have the communication of going into that next step?
I think around the 2-3 month mark is a really good opportunity to progress into having those conversations of exclusivity. That could also happen on the first or second date if there's a major click, right? So I don't want to say, oh my gosh, you guys clicked really well on the first date, you can't be exclusive now. But if you guys are taking it slow, I think 2-3 months is an appropriate amount of time to kind of have that conversation. And I love that you brought up individuals that are neurodivergent, because we work a lot with adults on the spectrum. And we discuss kind of what this looks like as they progress into their relationship, or even individuals that, you know, don't feel romantic chemistry until they really get to know somebody, right? So we draw out, you know, logically what a great relationship looks like, the qualities of an individual that will make a great relationship, and then they make that decision a little later on, you know, logically, but also hoping for that emotional stuff to grow as well.
Geneva, I really appreciate the advice as usual. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. And if you want to check out the Book of Love Canada offerings, you can visit their website or check them out on social media. Lots of great events. Thanks so much, Geneva.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Bye now.